Guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
If you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
Yes, and that includes diets, exercise, medications, and surgery.
We love you guys.
And we want you to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful
and consult your doctors.
Have you heard of ProCare, or just have you been living under a rock?
ProCare is the very first bariatric multivitamin to develop a one-a-day vitamin. That's right. You heard it correctly.
One a day.
And they also have delicious dark chocolate calciums that are available during the winter months.
That's right. So go to ProCareNow.com, get your calcium chews, get your multivitamin, and use OSLP for a discount.
Are you feeling a little sluggish? Little lack of protein? Little lack of caffeine? Well, we got the fix for that.
That's right. Dive Bar Nutrition has the best protein bars. They have caffeine, protein, and they taste delicious.
So head on over to divebarnutrition.com and use code OSLP at checkout.
Are you located in the Florida area?
Well, we have the perfect office for you. Dr. Fridley and his wife, Macy, have created the perfect welcoming and safe place for your bariatric journey.
That's right. So click on the link below to start your weight loss journey now. And don't forget to tell them that the OSLP's girls sent you.
Welcome back, OSLP family.
Welcome, welcome.
You are listening to Our Sleeve Life podcast, and this is Kelly.
This is Ma.
And we want to start out with the reminder that we do have a website. It's called oursleevelifepodcast.com.
Super easy.
Keep it simple for you. Yes. Yeah. We are still trying to get OSLP.com, but some fuckers hit.
They want $20,000.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Sorry.
And then I bid a dollar. They said $20,000, and then I said $20, and then they just went down like $20.
$19,980.
Yeah, yeah. So
no. So what you'll find on the website is we actually have a pillar tracker on there in the digital downloads. That is good for the whole year.
Yeah. One whole year, guys.
One whole year. And it's not just tracking the amounts.
That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
It's about your habits.
Your habits.
The habits. So we're going to be tracking, like, there's your mood in there. There's journal prompts in there. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be focusing on, like, your sleep and your food, and food is just protein.
Protein.
We're not having you do, like, carbs and fiber and all these things. No.
Let's just start with tracking our protein, tracking our water.
That's right. Back to the basics.
My headset is all weird. Sorry. Forgive me.
You're fine. She's fixing it. But yeah, it's at oursleevelifepodcast.com. It's downloadable, like Kel said. And there is a section for you to go look at all the merch.
Yes.
So check that out.
And that's all new merch.
All new, guys.
Yes. We rebranded this year and it has an all new logo on it. It's, I think, more gender friendly.
Yeah.
It's not just pink and purple everywhere or our faces. Like it's the mission, which is OSLP.
I love it.
So
good job.
Thank you. And also on there, you will find, when you first go into the website, you will find a little pop-up that says to sign up for their newsletters. You want to do that.
Yeah, you do. Because you get to know things before everybody else does.
Yes.
Like, they got to know about JBY and
the date.
What the date and everything was going to be.
Yes.
Before everyone else.
Which we can actually announce on
here. We can now, guys.
Yeah, we can.
All right, it's in 2025.
Yes. And why is it in 2025? Well, we want to give time in between the retreat and our show.
Yeah. And we want to respect you guys as obviously people, and money is, you know, you can't come by it all the time.
Yep.
And so we want to give you enough time to plan. We don't want you guys to have to choose. And plus, we want all the people that go to retreat to come to the JUI and have fun with us.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and celebrate.
And vice versa. We all want to come to the retreat and have a good time.
Yep. So that's why we moved it to 2025. So there's 6 months in front and behind in between the two events.
Yes.
The big bariatric events of the year.
Yep.
So we want to make sure that we give you ample time to plan to come. So that is why it's in 2025. Woo-hoo. And it's in April. It will always be the second week in April.
Yes.
That is what want to do.
We just won't have it Easter week.
Yeah. So if Easter kind of falls we'll adjust
but
it.
Always April.
It will always be April. And that way you guys can plan. You can give yourself lots of time to save up. And we will go to a new location every year. So it's pretty cool.
We're coming to you.
Yeah. And then also up on the website, if you go to the top right corner, there is a little button that says become a patron.
That's our favorite button.
It's our favorite button on the whole website. Because then that brings you to our Patreon. Yeah. And what is a Patreon?
Well, that is where actual people go on, become patrons, and they can pick a tier. So we have several different tiers to choose from, but our mm-hmm. favorite one is the champion one.
Yes.
Because it has our benchies inside of that. Mm-hmm. You get a monthly meeting with us. You mm-hmm. get special random episodes from us.
Yep.
And you get things early.
You get the episodes early. You get the YouTube videos early.
Way early.
Way early. 10 days.
10 days.
So that's really cool. You want to make sure that you sign up for that. And now, if you are low on money and you want to support us in some way that is not monetarily.
Yeah, there's a free way, guys.
There's a free way.
There's always a
free
way.
And it's preloaded on your phone. It is YouTube.
It couldn't be any easier. Yes. Just click on the little button, hit the subscribe and the bell, and you're going to get videos like these every single Tuesday. And we have some with the guests. And some with just me and Kel.
Yep, like
this
today.
This is a me and Kel day, and I love it.
Yes. I do have to point out when you said actual people get to go onto Patreon.
Yeah, there's no bots.
Okay, I was just like, fake people can't be on there.
I know, yeah, I know.
I mean, bots. I guess you could mm-hmm. if you were a fake person. I mean,
yeah,
we don't really
personality
like.
Personality-wise, yeah.
Yeah, as long as you.
Sign up.
That's I mean, I guess about. what you can do what you want
to
do.
Because
but
also, guys, we forgot to tell you is that they get to have a free brunch after JBY with us
every year.
We've done it the last 2 years and mm-hmm. we're going to keep that tradition going.
So. Yes. So you do get discounts on tickets to JBY. You get discounts on the habit tracker. Mm-hmm. That's the other reason why we like to do the champion
That's
tier.
Right. And the tour dates are coming.
And the tour dates are coming. So lots of information. It's all put out early on our Patreon and in our newsletters. Yep. So make sure that you sign up for both of those.
Love
All
it.
Right. Let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's get into
okay.
it.
Okay. So today we're going to be talking about how to fit more protein into a bariatric lifestyle.
Yes. I am on this journey.
You are
right
on
now.
This journey.
Right now.
Yes. I'm always on this journey. I'm telling you, I'm always trying to get more protein. And these tips are like things that we have discovered trying to get more protein into our diet.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, okay. So there's two things I want to preface when you're a bariatric patient is sometimes you're an active participant mm-hmm. with your protein, or you're not.
Yes.
And that was me for the past 6 months, I would say, of not focusing on it. I was just like, I'm just going to eat small bits of everything that I like.
Which it has its time and place.
Right. But I did it a lot. I did a lot. So I'm not doing that anymore. Yep. And I'm refocusing because I've regained and I'm not happy about it. And I blame myself because I know all the things I didn't do and why I didn't do them. And now I'm taking it all back.
I think it's really good that you are taking control again.
Yep.
And you have made some movements to get back on goal.
Yep. Yep.
But I also want to say that it's not your fault.
I know, but I have this idea in my head of how I'm supposed to be. And I'm not meeting my own expectations right now, so I'm angry with myself.
Okay. And I totally hear you, and I think that's great that you're taking control and you're taking ownership of the mistakes that you made.
Yeah.
But I also want to say that gone through the regain part of it. Mm-hmm. You do tend to blame yourself yep. because you're like, well, why didn't I just do A, B, and C?
Yep.
We're all battling a genetic disease that is called obesity.
That's true. I forget about that.
Yeah. We're all battling it. That's the reason why most of us are on this journey is because we're all battling the same disease.
Yes.
Whether that is whatever aspect that is.
Well, and I guess, too, is like society makes you feel bad about being fat. So like so I have an expectation that's completely different, too, for like, oh, I'm not meeting my own. I'm not meeting society's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, fuck. But I forget this is a disease. And this is, you know, we need to start treating it like that. Like I realize like, oh, like diabetes, they have problems.
Yeah.
You know, it's up and down sometimes.
Yeah.
Like obviously obesity is the same.
It's a very difficult disease. And now that it has been classified as a disease, we can actually take that part of the blame off of ourselves.
Yeah.
There are things that you can say, like, I didn't get enough protein. I didn't focus on water. Whatever those things are, you can take ownership of it, but I don't think you should blame yourself for that.
I will work on that.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I mean, I did the same thing. I blamed myself.
Yeah.
But I also didn't take into account what was out of my control.
Yeah. And that's where like now I can take like my control back.
Yes, you
like,
can.
I'm in the mode now where I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm going to focus back on me. I'm going to get this shit done for me mm-hmm. and be present for myself because I wasn't present for my own self. I was present
Correct.
For everything else besides me. So now mm-hmm. I can finally like
redirect it.
Yes. So I think the first thing is like one, owning it and like mm-hmm. talking about it and being open about it with yourself and your and whoever you're close to. Like mm-hmm. I've told this the very first time on the call with Nalani, which actually yes. comes out in a few weeks.
Yes, so it does.
You'll get to hear that. And ever since then, I feel a lot better. And I'm like, these are just the things I'm going to do. I know what I need mm-hmm. to do now. Like I have my protein shake with me right now.
You do.
Because I know that we talk for a good hour, hour and a half sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I've already been down here for an hour without anything. I had eggs before we came down.
Yes, you did.
So I was like, all right, it's time. I'm going to need it. So let's just bring it. So that's what mm-hmm. I'm trying to like think about. How can I prepare myself?
Mm-hmm.
That's the mode I'm in right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's very doable. I think, but I also, I think everything is workable. Like no matter how far out you are, no matter how many problems you have, everything has a solution. It just might be a little bit more work.
That's the deal. You have to want to work.
Yeah.
And I know 6 months ago, I didn't want to work.
And that's fine.
I didn't want to at all.
Yep.
I was like, I can't. There's too much going on, which obviously, you know, like mm-hmm. literally every little thing that was going on. Like
yeah.
we had so many like commitments and shows and personal stuff happening. I could not. I didn't have the energy or willpower to like, we're going to also do all these other things to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. I had no bandwidth for it.
Yeah.
But my bandwidth is back.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Back like a couple weeks ago.
That's awesome. So. I love it.
Yeah.
So do we want to get it? So the first one that I wanted to talk about
yeah.
was something that I didn't do. Like I never did this.
I did this.
You did this. And that's why it popped into my brain.
Yep.
So I want to talk about intermittent fasting.
Yep.
Intermittent fasting can have a time or place mm-hmm. if that works for you.
It has a time and place. Yep.
Okay. But I also want people to think about if you are intermittent fasting after you've had bariatric surgery.
Yes.
There is a very slim chance that you will hit your protein goal every day.
Correct. Because you have small windows. So it's an 8 hour, 10 hour, 12 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And with our small tummies,
it's very difficult to do that.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you are eating something about an hour after you wake up, that is a good thing to do.
That's what we've been told.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that there's just not enough time in the day. Like you, I hear people all the time, like, how do you get so much protein in? It takes all day.
Yeah.
So
it's an all day event.
Yeah. So if you're saying that, why are you giving yourself a smaller window?
Yeah. Why limit yourself?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's actually like getting yourself to fail. Like you're almost putting yourself in a position mm-hmm. where you can fail.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just, I think it's a self-sabotage thing.
It very well could be a self-sabotage.
If they take 8 hours. No fucking way.
There's no way you can like it's a now I'm not going to say no way because some people can.
That's true.
But I feel like if you are intermittent fasting and you already have a problem getting your protein in.
Yeah.
And you better be tracking this shit because you won't know unless you track.
Mm-hmm. Which we have talked about because
yes.
we didn't track for a long time and mm-hmm. realized, oh shit.
Yeah, we're not getting enough protein in.
Yeah.
I think in the beginning, because all you're eating is protein, mm-hmm. it's easier to hit those goals.
Yep.
And you're having protein shakes daily, and that also amps your protein up.
Which is what I've done. I've added a protein shake a day at least.
You have.
That's the one thing, because it's 26 grams.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were tracking, I think I only got to 50.
Mm-hmm.
But if I just added this 76, boom,
then you're good.
Then I'm good.
I'm
trying to hit 80 or higher.
Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense to do it that way. Mm-hmm. So if you are having a problem getting your protein in, please do not do intermittent fasting.
Don't do it.
It is not going to help you in the long run. And in my opinion, now I am not a doctor. You are not a doctor. We are both not dietitians.
Nope.
In my opinion, I think it's just like you said, Mel, like setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah. And it doesn't serve you. If it doesn't serve you, don't do
Mm-mm.
it.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm.
So So this is the other one that Mel does every day. So, she does it every day.
Okay, hold on. Like, so remember, we're going over the things not to do.
No, these are things to do. We're getting rid of intermittent fasting.
Got it.
We're eating within an hour of waking up.
Yes.
Okay. Those are the two starting points to getting more protein into your diet.
Yes. Because that's the goal here. More protein.
More protein. So this one is start your day with 30 grams of protein or more.
Or more.
Or more. Mm-hmm. So if you have a protein shake.
Yep.
That's going, that like yours is 26 grams. So it's about 30 grams. Close. Yeah, it's really close. So if you're starting your day, or like I do the avocado toast, mm-hmm. but I also add, like you can add cottage cheese
yep.
to that, which is going to amp up your protein.
Which we found out that cottage cheese is a lot of fucking protein.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
A lot of
and protein. So you can add your cottage cheese in. You can add like the, what are those ones with the cow? Laughing Cow. You can add that cheese on the bottom mm-hmm. before we do the guacamole or the avocado. It's really good. It's really good, guys. So
it is good. I would like to try it with just like shredded cheese and just see what it tastes like.
Like shredded cheese on top of the eggs? Mm-hmm. Well, I put cheese in the eggs.
Oh, no, but there needs to be
an added level. Oh, okay. There's an added level. Okay.
There's an added level always. Anybody that gives me something with cheese in it, and if there's an open bag somewhere, mm-hmm. I just sprinkle a little bit on top.
Yeah, you're a cheese whore. So remember that there are certain things that you can eat in the morning that will give you more protein. A Fairlife protein shake.
Yeah.
Eggs. Mm-hmm. You got cottage cheese.
Yep.
Greek yogurt. All of those things are going to amp up your protein. So if you are getting 30 grams of protein first thing in the morning, number one, you're starting your day off right.
Yeah. And what I've noticed is I have more energy again.
I was going to say that. You have more energy.
Yeah.
You are with it mentally mm-hmm. because you're not starving.
Yep. I'm getting a lot done.
Yeah. Your body needs the protein, guys. It needs the protein because you cannot think and function if you are at low protein.
Is Kelly talking to herself?
I am. Okay. I 100% am. Yep. Perfect. I talk to myself about this all the time. Kelly, you got to eat. You got to eat some protein.
It's true. I sent food to her yesterday.
You did send food to me. Plus, I had a chicken pot pie thing, like the filling.
Nice.
Nice. Last night for dinner. And then those pizza rolls that we made, I forgot I threw some in my freezer.
Yes, you did. You saved them.
So I put those in the air fryer.
It was Italian ones?
Excellent. Yeah. Yeah. It was really good. So keep things on hand that amp up your protein.
Yes.
Yes.
And those breakfast flautas were so good.
Oh my God.
From
Real Good Foods. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're so fucking good.
We fell in love with that.
Oh my God.
It's on my grocery list.
Yeah. We just have to make sure that they're at Costco still.
I mean,
because Katie said that they didn't have them. And I'm going to be very angry if they don't.
I'm going to have to contact Real Good.
Hey, we need breakfast flautas. Thank you.
I will have those every day.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like you could have those each and then a bowl of Greek yogurt, a bowl of cottage cheese, mm-hmm. something like that. You're amping up your protein. You're getting your healthy carbs. You know what I would do? Doing all those things.
Because I've already started this with Aunt Nene is that I had her give me avocados. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she's like, do they need to be ready? I go, no, actually, like, because I'm not going to want them all at once, just like every couple days.
Yeah.
Have an avocado. And
yeah.
So with those flautas, oh my God, I could have like sliced avocado, mm-hmm. some salt, pepper. Mm-hmm. So good.
You know what also is a good thing if you love avocado, but you live by yourself,
AKA
talking to me,
mm-hmm.
And you forget shit. In your fridge, she like does. All the time.
Me and Katie throw stuff away all the time.
I know. I'm like, oh, I forgot I got that. So there's these little tubs at Costco, and they're just mashed avocado.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
They have nothing in them but mashed avocado, and they're in these little containers. They're probably like that thick, and then
like
they're
them.
Round. It's perfect.
I don't like them.
Why?
I don't know. There's something about them. They don't taste like avocado to me.
Huh. Yeah. Okay, well, if you don't care, if you're not like Mel, I love them because I don't have to worry about the avocados going bad and I'm just like throwing money out.
Absolutely.
And these little tubs you can also put in your freezer.
Yes.
So
which is great.
Make Anything things you can pre-do. Easy mm-hmm. for yourself. Okay. So the other thing is something that we recently learned.
Oh, what is it?
To Blend Up cottage cheese.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Thank you, TikTok people.
Yes.
And Katie.
Oh, my God. Oh,
it's been a lifesaver.
You just blend it up and you can add it to anything. You can add it to sauces because it's really, it doesn't add like a weird flavor.
No.
Like it's just added protein.
Cottage cheese is pretty plain.
It is, if you think about it.
It takes on, like when I would do the fruit with it, it takes on the fruit flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then at the end of my cottage cheese stint, because I did it for the first year.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper was like at the end, I was just doing that. But now that I like Cholula.
Yeah, you just do your Cholula in it.
I should get like a little thing of it and just see if I can handle it. It's the curds. Fuck with me.
What if you got the small curds?
I could totally try that.
Yeah, because there's large and there small.
Are, yeah. We're going to have to try it. I don't know.
And I get the higher fat one.
Okay.
Only because I don't like the taste of the 2%.
Okay.
I do the 4%.
Looks like where I'm going to try a 4%, guys.
That's usually what I buy.
Yeah.
And then you can blend it up.
Well, and this way, like when I'm at your house on Thursdays.
Yeah.
We can do a taste test.
We can do a taste test.
Yeah.
And yeah, you just blend it up. You can add it to sauces. You can do a ranch out of it. There's so many things that you can do. Like the filling of the pizza rolls that we made, that was mainly cottage cheese blended up.
Yep. And it was, that part was good.
Kelly, it's just the Italian seasoning. Jesus. I will redeem myself soon.
Soon.
Actually Thursday.
Yeah. We got lots of lives coming.
Yes, we do. Okay. So. Next thing, this is something that I don't like, but I see a lot of people doing.
Okay.
Is sipping on bone broth.
Yes, I see it a lot too. It tastes good.
I don't like it. I'm sorry. I tried. Maybe I should be like you. I'll try it again. I tried it in the beginning of my journey and I didn't like it. And so I just never drank it again.
Got it.
So
I mean, it's super savory. It really reminds me of a beef bouillon.
Okay, well, that might work.
Yeah, and you like that.
I do. I sipped on broth all the time.
Yeah.
So but yeah, if we can add in.
You totally can.
Some protein of that, because bone broth is actually 10 grams of protein in a cup.
Fuck, that's easy.
So if you want like tea, because like we drink tea all day long.
Yep.
Like if you want a tea, just like do that instead. I guess that would work.
That would work. At least it would replace one of them.
Yeah.
And I think that's totally
And that's
fine.
10 grams of protein in a cup. Like. Yeah. Now that we're further out, we can totally do that. Definitely recommend for pre-op or newly post-op. Definitely just start sipping on it.
Diet, yeah.
Yeah.
Bone broth is so good for you.
It is really good for you.
And I think for a while I wouldn't. Actually, not I think. I know. I actually would not drink bone broth for the longest time because I was very creeped out by it.
Why?
Because it's from bones.
Yeah. You know how much shit, good shit's in bones?
Yeah, and now I feel weird that I'm drinking something that's been inside of a bone, Kelly. Like, ew. Like, think about it. Like, we're literally chopping up animals, boiling, abstracting the bone broth. It's like, ew. Like, I'll eat a steak all day. But damn.
Okay. All right. Let's break this down. Let's break this down, okay? So you use, like, broth.
I've only
stuff.
Used chicken broth.
Okay.
That's it. Or a little bouillon thing.
Okay. Do you know how they make broth?
Nope.
They put the bones and everything in a pot. Once they pull all the meat off. Like that? Every broth is like that. Okay. They boil it, get all of the good shit out of it, and then they take it out. And there's your broth.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah. How? This is the other thing that I don't understand about what you just
said.
I'm
uneducated when it comes to how seasonings are made. Not going to lie.
Okay. We need a seasoning expert, apparently. Okay. So the other thing, because I actually made homemade bone broth, and maybe that was my problem. I just didn't like the homemade one. That could have been it.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
So I actually made my own homemade bone broth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just buy the bone broth from Safeway.
Or Costco. They have it too now.
Yeah. And try it.
Okay,
I think
so
you'll like it.
Hold on.
I did a hot chocolate bone broth with Shay. It's part of our recipe.
Oh, that's right. You did. Yeah.
From the fall/winter time. And I know people are like, hot chalk bone broth. But it wasn't too bad. The chocolate actually like almost masked all of the savory. But for me, if I'm going to have chocolate, I can't have savory with it. So like fucked with me.
So you don't like cinnamon in your hot chocolate?
No.
Okay.
But I love cinnamon.
Well, yeah, but it's a very savory ingredient. I feel like cinnamon is it savory?
I have no idea.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I've never tried to classify it. I almost want you to Google it. You got your iPad right there.
I do.
And it's plugged in. I know probably at home they're just like, it is savory or it is not. I wonder what it is.
Okay, let's see. Is cinnamon classified? Oh, that's not how you spell classified. As savory or sweet. Right? Okay, so it has a warm, sweet, and lightly spicy flavor and is often associated with baked goods such as cinnamon rolls and apple pie. However, it is also used in savory dishes such as stews and curries. So to answer your question, cinnamon is primarily a spice, but it can be used to add sweetness to dishes as well.
Okay.
So it's both. It's
so
both.
Savory means spice? Like it has
I believe so. I think if it's a spice,
then it's savory.
It's savory, yeah.
Okay.
Because what's the other term that they use? It's like, what am I doing?
I've only heard sweet, salty, and savory.
I would just think it would be savory. But I guess, yeah, it's used in a lot of baked goods, so then it would be both.
It's neutral. It does both. It's a big guy.
I don't know. I feel weird about
that.
It can't be both? I don't feel like it can be.
But it's in
both. In my brain.
Oh.
In my brain, it can't be. I'll work on that. I'll work on that. So, but I think it's funny. So this is my last thing to say about the whole bone broth thing and Mel feeling weird about it.
Yeah.
You will suck meat off of a bone.
Yeah.
You will put a bone in your mouth and literally suck the meat off of it.
Well, I don't suck it. I mean, I like bite on it and pull and whatnot. So I'm not sitting there, you know? I mean, maybe with chicken wings. I guess I am. I don't know.
I just think of ribeye. You love that fucking bone.
That's true. I love a good ribeye bone.
But you,
because I'll literally like peel the skin off of it. Like not skin, but the meat. And eat it. And I've eat on the bone when there's like a little bit of fat.
But you,
I know.
Okay. All right. I'm letting it go.
It's because the inside of a bone like
has a lot of good shit.
Doesn't like blood run through there? So like that's bone marrow and like.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't matter. I'm cooking a ribeye steak that's bloody as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I just need to wrap my head around like bone broth is totally fine. I just wish they named it something else. Then I have to think about bones.
I mean.
As a kid and as growing up, I was so scared of it.
You were scared of bones?
I was scared that they're like bone broth.
As a kid?
Yeah, I've been nervous about it this whole time.
How old are we talking? Because I didn't know bone broth was a thing until I went into half surgery.
No,
I knew like broth.
Yeah, I knew about bone broth just because they like used it to cook with. My grandma did.
I feel like bone broth, like the term bone broth. Why are we going so into depth on this? I will never know. But bone broth is like a new thing. It's a new term. Back then, it would have just been broth.
I don't think it's a new term.
Okay.
I really don't. I believe that they've always had bone broth and chicken broth and beef broth. We're going to have to figure this out. Guys.
Okay. So here's
write it in the script. What do you think it is?
Here's the question. Is bone broth a new term, or did you hear about it when you were a child?
I feel like I did. I've always been scared of bone broth because I don't like the feeling of knowing that I'm eating inside of a bone. But after you broke it down, like because I do that shit to pork chops.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
I like how it started with chicken wings and then it went to ribeyes and now it's into pork chops.
Guys, I'm a meat eater.
That's why I think it's weird.
I know that I've been scared of bone broth.
You will suck the meat off of a bone, all bones. Oh. She's not discriminating against what type of bones.
I know, I like ribs too.
But God forbid you boil those bones and she then drinks the broth.
And then I get nervous about it. I won't anymore. Now I get it. I get it, Kel. Thank you for enlightening me about bone broth.
So the question is, are you scared of bone broth?
But you do know one cup of bone broth is 10 grams of protein.
Yes, we did learn that before this whole thing. All right, let's move on from bone broth. Jesus Christ. Okay, so here is one that I use quite often. There's one that I do. I have readily able snacks that have protein in it.
Oh, yeah.
All over.
You do.
So I have a drawer in my desk that has Tillamook beef jerky in it.
Yep. I know, like Dylan, the beef saw sticks. It and he was like, because I told my dad, I was like, I think Kelly has some pins or whatever. Like
Push pins.
Thank you. And he's like, why is there just meat sticks in here? And I was like, they're for Kelly. That way she needs them for emergency.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So
I was proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. You can have beef jerky. Mm-hmm. You can have cheese sticks.
I always have cheese sticks in here.
Yeah. You always have cheese sticks. We do carry our dive bars everywhere.
I mean, they're literally right next to us.
Yeah, I literally have four on my desk right now, like of the new flavors.
Yum. New flavors, by the way, are fucking delicious.
They're so good.
Use OSLP for a discount.
Yes. So dive bar is a good one because it does give you protein. There are other protein bars that you can get also. So just try to get, and then again, tuna, chicken salad. Yep. You've got yogurt. You've got.
And nuts. Don't forget all the nuts you can have.
Yes, you can do nuts. I just eat one type of nuts and it's not good for you. So,
I mean, we looked at it. It's fine.
It's fine. It's just the amount that I eat
is not
every
so
single day.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't know either.
Because me and Meg were talking about, because she likes the winter ones.
Yeah.
And you like
which I'm not yours. A fan. I took them home and I'm not a fan. Sorry, Meg.
I just can't do it so often. I feel like I get this weird, like, you know, like layer on your skin.
That's
on your
tongue. Pecans. No, pecans do that.
No, but it's like, it's rough. It's like after you have like a puff, you know, like a Cheeto puff.
Yeah,
I
get it.
Yeah. So like after a while of me eating those cashews, the one that you like and the ones that Meg like, I get that in my mouth. So I'm like, I don't want this anymore.
Well, that's nice though, because you aren't as addicted as I am.
My mouth is literally going, no more.
Yeah. No, I love them. I love them. I buy 8 to 10 bags at a time.
Yes, you do. I've watched her do it.
I spend $80 every couple of weeks.
$80 budget.
For my cashews.
Yes. Yes.
And they're butter toffee cashews, guys.
From Costco. And they're delicious.
From Costco. They're amazing. I blame Zach. He brought them home and was like, hey, these are brand new. Like, I just saw them today. Try them.
Yeah, he's just
he's like a fucking drug dealer for cashews. Like, I mean, I'll give you one taste.
I don't think he knew that you're going to be a fiend like this.
I am hopelessly and utterly addicted to the butter toffee cashews. Yeah. And I have tried other butter toffee cashews. They are not the same.
Okay. Well, at least
they are not.
You're looking around.
Yes. Well, so. I tried in when we were on the East Coast last year. Mm-hmm. And they weren't as good. No. So I gave them away.
Well, and I like just regular cashews. I like almonds. I like walnuts. Like,
yeah,
we always have some sort of nuts in the house because Aunt Nini likes to bake. So,
well, and they're a nice little snack for
they
you.
Are.
This is something else you can do is make a snackle box.
Yes, which Katie is going to be doing for
us. So get a little box. It doesn't matter how big or whatever, but you want to have compartments in it.
Yeah.
And add things like mozzarella cheese sticks. Yep. You've got your jerky. You can add in vegetables in there. But if you're having a problem getting your protein, focus on the protein. Okay. You can do lots of different cheeses in it. You can do nuts. Like, you can do your dive bars. You can cut them up into like little squares so they're easy.
And I'm asking Katie to put like make a big batch of chicken salad and just like portion it out for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same thing with the bear chicken where like, We'll alter, like, one day will be chicken salad, the next day will be bear chicken, and go back and forth.
Okay.
So that way, like, it is a little different, but also I'm getting, like, exactly amount. Like, I think I'm trying to get, like, around 30 grams of protein in the snackle box.
I used to be a very, like, I wanted different every day.
Yeah.
And recently that has changed. Like, I don't give a shit. I will eat the same thing 3 days in a row. I don't care. Give me the food.
And if you like it, you like it. Who cares?
Yeah.
It doesn't have
to. I mean, I don't even know if I like it. Fair. I'm just eating it.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just eating. I'm trying to eat. So, yeah. So make sure that you have an array of snacks.
Yes.
That you can go off of is our whole point of this one. And then this is something that I did from the very beginning, and I'm pretty sure you are too.
What?
Eat your protein first.
Yes. Protein first, protein most.
Yeah. Anytime you build a plate,
yep.
Build it around protein.
I actually, because I remember back in the day mm-hmm. when I, pre-surgery, I will say,
mm-hmm.
and it would, I actually would fill up my plate first with the potatoes or the rice or mm-hmm. the green beans or the broccoli
yep.
first.
Yep.
And then I would go get my meat or whatever meat there was. And so.
Sometimes there wasn't any.
Sometimes there wasn't any. And that's what's interesting now is like because of surgery and because we hear protein first, protein mm-hmm. most all the time, like my brain instantly goes, okay, I'm grabbing my steak first, then a little bit of here and a little bit of there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I focused on like, oh, the protein has to be the biggest thing on the plate.
Yeah. I mean, it really does. That's
how I do it.
It really does.
It kind of makes it easier.
Yeah. Like even with the chicken pot pie. So Zach made it. It has like little biscuits on the top. Mm-hmm. I eat the chicken first, and then if I have room when I'm done with the chicken, then I have the bite of the
biscuit
or whatever the topping is. It is good, but if you eat your biscuits first, then you're not hungry for the actual protein because you've just filled up on it.
Right, and then you're going to be hungrier later.
Because you don't have protein in your system.
Yeah, and then you might go have more biscuits.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yep. So yes. Stay up on that.
So guys, always with protein, whether you're at a restaurant, your friend's house, parents' house, Christmas, mm-hmm. whatever it is, always just grab the meat first.
Yes.
Just
go meat. There. Just go to the meat.
Go to the meat section.
Eat that. Mm-hmm. Then if you're still hungry, then go get other things. Yeah. But you want to give your body what it needs. And especially in the first like 2 years, it's very, very, very important that you fill up on your protein first.
Yep. And then for the rest of your life.
Well, yeah, but like you can obviously eat more as you go on.
Yeah.
And so I think that first couple of years is very like important that you make it a routine.
Yes, because one, it makes a routine. And two, you don't want to lose a bunch of muscle mass while you're going through your loss.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to also build muscle, which you need protein for. So it is very, very important. I just want to make sure like I'm 8 years out and
it's still important.
It's still important. It's just like, it's different.
Yeah.
It's different.
Well, I think with the way that you're saying, like how you build your plate.
Yeah.
Like you do your protein first, then you move over and get a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Which works for you. Work, yeah. And you're 8 years out. You can do that.
Yeah.
I think in that first year, I remember it being very difficult to move beyond that protein. Like I was eating that protein and then that's it. Like there's no eating a huge salad before you eat your meal.
No. Nope.
Like that's gone.
That's completely gone.
Yeah. You can't do that anymore. So, yeah. So this was a new one that because we kind of researched, like, what are some ways to gain more protein? And this was one that shocked me and Mel, so we had to put it on the list. And we are going to do from, like, here on out is order double protein when going out to eat. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't even know that was possible.
Well, not even that. I'm like, da-da-da. Like, come on.
Da-da-da.
Dirt-da-der.
Dirt-da-der.
Like, that is a very easy one to do.
Yeah.
And I never even thought of it.
It's funny because I used to say, beginning in my journey, like, they would come over and be like, and I would order what I wanted. And then they'd be like, okay, what do you want for your side? And I'm like, no side.
Yeah.
No nothing. Mm-hmm. Just the meat on a plate. But being able to, like, order double.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Double the meat.
Double the meat.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to end up taking most of it home because you're not going to be able to eat all of it, but you will be in a much better position protein wise for that day.
Yeah. And because you can take that for later for extra protein for lunch, for dinners. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to do it.
Yeah. So when we were talking about this, this popped into my head is we did a reel a couple weeks ago about how to not overeat on the weekend.
Yes.
And one that popped into my head was regarding this. make sure that you're eating all your meals before you go to eat.
Yep. That is like an easier, I call it pre-gaming because it's not out.
Yeah.
It's pre-gaming on my food.
Yeah.
Making sure I'm hitting the levels before I go out.
And what happens when you're starving and you go out to eat?
Yeah.
Everything looks amazing.
Yep.
You order way too much food and then you overeat because you're compensating for being starving when you go into the restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're having your good breakfast, your good lunch, and then you go out to eat, it's less likely that you're going to overorder and overeat.
Yeah. And you don't want to have pain that night. You want to accidentally be in the bathroom while your friends are like waiting on you or family. Like, that's not fun.
And or feel sluggish.
Feel really sluggish. Mm-hmm. Like, these are things that are preventable. And it's like, don't overeat. Well, don't go. It's just like going to a grocery store on an empty stomach.
Yeah, so. I learned that early on. Mm-hmm. Like, do not go to a grocery store hungry because everything looks amazing.
Yep.
So just think of the restaurant like the grocery store. Do not go to a restaurant hungry.
I've actually grabbed a protein shake and just drank it on my way there.
During
because,
Walmart.
Because, like by the time I would get there and order, it's going to be another 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So might as well.
Yeah.
So
can you hit that?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
I have to change my settings on the computer.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes more sense because this is the new one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is the
cleaned up
version.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So this is so we talked about swapping dairy for a more high protein dairy. So you guys know we love Fairlife. We use Fairlife all day, every day.
Yep.
Anytime we need milk, Fairlife is the one that we go to. It has more protein than regular milk.
It does.
And it has less sugar.
And it has lactose free.
Which I see a lot in the bariatric community, people after surgery becoming more lactose intolerant. It messes with their stomach.
Absolutely.
So I would say try to stick to the lactose free. Mm-hmm. Try to sneak in protein wherever you can, even if it's just in your coffee.
Right? Just even like a little dab.
Yep.
Like something.
Yep. Because I put it in my coffee. I do my Avi, then I do my Fairlife.
And I think that's like as long as you're always – there's something protein in your mix when you're eating.
Yeah.
You're going to get really close to your goal, or more.
Yeah.
So
should.
I think if as long as when you are eating, it has something.
Yeah. Make sure that every time you're eating, it has protein.
Yeah.
Now, you're not always going to want protein, right? You want that cookie.
No, you get tired of it.
You want that cookie, right? Mm-hmm. I got Cookie Monster next to me, so I'll use that as a, or you want your butter toffee cashews.
Yep.
Plan for it.
Plan, yes.
And don't do the whole, I'm going to eat all these other things that I know are better for me and then eat the whole sleeve of cookies because that's truly what you wanted at the end.
Well, and we found out by you like dancing around the item that you want, you're actually gaining more calories.
You are because you're eating. So like, okay, you want the cookie, right? Mm-hmm. So then you have a protein bar.
Yep.
Okay, that doesn't satisfy you. So then you go to a Greek yogurt.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Then you have some chips. Then you have this, then you have that. And then at the end, you're eating a whole sleeve of cookies anyway, so you might as well just had that damn cookie in the beginning and you would have been done.
Would have been done. One and done.
One and done.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Because I've done that. I've totally done that.
I've done it.
I even like one night ended up with 2 cheese sticks because I was just like really trying to not eat.
What were you wanting?
I wanted the brownies that Aunt Amy made.
Did you already have one?
Mm-mm.
So why couldn't you?
Because I was trying to go multiple days without having chocolate.
Mm. That doesn't work when people are baking brownies in your
house. No, it's not at all.
And I just don't see, like, that. I think it's great that you were shooting for that goal.
Yeah.
But if it won't get out of your brain, why don't you just have a piece of the brownie and then be done with it?
Because I'm afraid the one brownie is going to turn into 2 and 3.
Mm.
So Aunt Amy's been just taking the stuff away.
Good.
But yeah.
I mean, I don't think you should deprive yourself, but I also think that you should be able to.
Well, there's 2 baked goods I don't trust myself on.
Yeah.
And it's brownies and cookies.
Yep.
So
know those.
Those 2 are automatic. If I see it, then now I'm thinking about it.
And it doesn't stop.
Doesn't stop.
Yep.
That the only way it does is if I leave the physical room. And sometimes that doesn't even work.
Okay.
I have to like really have a good conversation or something distract me for my brain to not think about the cookie anymore. It takes a good 15, 20 minutes almost.
Did, when you were making all those bracelets, did that distract you?
Yep. You know what I did 2 days ago?
What?
So you know in front of my little tea thing, I had a mat there.
Yeah.
Right? And I always have gnomes, some sort of
all over the house.
And I actually, like, the last time I did the double-sided stuff, mm-hmm. well, when I took the new, because I got a new one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed.
I did notice. I was going to say something about it, and then I forgot.
But there was, like, the tape on the ground, mm-hmm. and it was not easy to get up. So I literally just sat there with the, Aunt Nini walked in and was laughing her ass off, because I was just sitting there with a knife, just slowly.
I just
got to keep my hands busy. Like, that's the biggest deal.
Mm.
Because then it's the habit of wanting to put them in my mouth. I just need something to do.
That's why I like the book nooks that I've been building, mm-hmm. because it's literally, you're like, I don't think about anything else while I'm doing it, because I'm just like going step by step
and you're in it.
Yep. Or puzzles. I love puzzling because it literally takes me out of whatever I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So if I'm thinking about food constantly, I put on a movie and do a puzzle. I'm not thinking about it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Same.
Yeah,
I just have to distract myself with someone else. Mm-hmm. I mean, I put together that whole accent table and I ate like perfect yesterday.
So got to keep yourself busy.
Got to keep myself busy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're learning.
Yep. So we did find. So I.
What?
I know that leaner cuts of meat are better for you.
I know. I don't give a shit.
I don't like it.
I don't care.
I don't want ground turkey.
Nope.
I do not want lean ground beef.
Nope.
I want steak. Mm-hmm. And if you're cool with doing leaner cuts, that's going to be better for you overall.
Yeah. What we do know is leaner cuts are way not. I don't know what the biggest difference is between them. It's really just the fat content. But like, I'll do an 80-20 for mm-hmm. my beef. I'll do a ribeye with a good marbling in it. Mm-hmm. And then I know with us, like, we prefer chicken thighs.
Oh, 100%. I don't like chicken breasts. They're too dry.
Yeah.
They get stuck. They're tasteless most of the time.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, like, flabby.
Yeah. I do like darker meats.
No, I do, too. That. I've always been a darker meat person.
I think me and you are always of, like, wanted, like, we need that extra little fattiness to it.
Well, and the reason why they tell you to eat leaner meats, it's actually not for the reason that we always think about, like, oh, that it's healthier. Mm-hmm. It's that fattier proteins fill you up faster.
Well, then wouldn't we want that? Fattier proteins?
No, you
fill
don't.
Fill you up?
They fill you up faster. So if you're eating a good, like, 80-20 ground beef, right? Mm-hmm. That's going to fill you up way quicker than eating a lean turkey, ground turkey, that is actually going to allow you to get more protein in.
Oh, there you go. I needed the example. Yeah. Okay. So there you can get more in your tummy with leaner meats.
Correct.
Which means you can get higher protein levels.
Correct.
Got it. Yes. Okay. That makes sense.
Yes. So if that is a worry for you and you don't mind lean cuts of meat, go for that over the fattier, more tasty option. I refuse. I won't do it. But I had to put it on because somebody, like, I was talking to my mom the other day and I was like, do you like ground turkey? And she's like, yeah, I like ground turkey. And I was like, how? Mm-hmm. How do you like that tasteless mush? I don't understand it. But
well, and I've noticed for me, I'm not a big turkey eater anyway.
Neither am I. No.
Like, I prefer roast beef over turkey. I prefer ground beef over turkey. I prefer chicken over turkey. So I'm just not a big turkey fan. It is very plain, and it's just plain Jane to me.
Yeah.
And I know you can sauce it up and do
whatever. You can sauce it and season it and all of that.
When you have a meat, you don't have to. I need a cow. I love cows.
You need a cow?
Yeah. That's where I get my ribeyes. That's where I get my ribs.
You need to like buy like a portion
of
it.
We need to go have these.
We do. We do, because it just tastes better. Mm-hmm. It's just better. Quality.
Hell yeah.
All right. So we are down to the last one.
Oh,
we're down to the last one.
Okay.
So this last one is, we kind of talked about it with the snackle box. Prepare yourself for the week.
Yep. Yep.
Be on point by being able to say, this is what I'm having for breakfast. This is what I'm having for lunch. And this is what I'm having for dinner. And my snacks.
And this is why it's okay to be repetitive in what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Is again, as long as you like it,
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I had a protein shake for 2 years. Every single day, even
same
the weekend.
Exact recipe.
Yeah. Don't care.
Yep.
And I'm bringing it back. It's in my grocery list.
Look at you, gal.
Yep.
Yep.
Because I forgot, I like non-Greek yogurt in things. So non-fat Greek yogurt.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
So, and that has a lot of protein in it.
It does have a lot of protein
in
it.
And I remember having that every morning. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, oh, one, I've cut that completely out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, duh, Melanie, you're losing almost 25 to 30 grams every morning by just cutting out that thing that I used to have.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well,
but it's coming back.
It's coming back. It's coming back. So, and I also want to say, like, meal planning is not the same as meal prepping.
Correct. One is an action and one is just like getting it on paper.
Yeah.
I think that's important because me and you do not meal prep.
I hate meal prepping.
But we have an idea of what we're going to have throughout the week.
Yes. I've gotten more like, what's the word? More on point with it, of knowing like, okay, these are the meats I have in my freezer.
Yeah.
This is what I have in my fridge. What do I need to supplement with? Mm-hmm. And I live alone, so I just make meat.
Yeah.
I just make meat, and half the time, that's what I have. I don't have, like, a side. I don't have rice. I don't have vegetables.
It's just meat.
It's just meat because I just need the protein. So,
well, and I know, like, there's people out there that just do, like, ground turkey, whatever. But they'll have eggs with it. Like, they'll mix it together.
Yeah, I'd rather just have sausage.
Same.
Pork sausage links.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sausage links are good.
We just really don't like turkeys.
No, I don't like turkey.
I don't think we like that kind of poultry.
No.
Just chicken.
Just chicken thighs. I don't like chicken breast.
I like chicken wings.
I don't like chicken wings.
So.
I won't slurp on chicken wings.
I learned how to break it to where you can literally do it in one slurp.
Yeah, but here's the thing is you like fat.
I do.
Like, you like the fat on your meat.
I do.
And I do not. I do not want any tendons. I do not want any veins.
Fuck me up. Not gonna lie.
Oh, it's creepy as fuck.
I stopped eating chicken wings for like 3 or 4 months because of the fucking vein. Yeah, it was awful.
No.
And like, it was annoying because your brain goes, it's done. It's technically done. This is not going to hurt you. But I was like, I could touch it and it was actual like, you know, like a little tube.
Yeah.
And I did not like that.
It's one of the reasons why I can't eat a lot of like ham.
Okay.
Because if you think about like a slab of ham, sometimes they'll have like that circular vein thing in it. Yep. I can't. Once I see that, I'm done.
You're like, no,
I can't. I can't eat it. Mm-hmm. Nope. So I cut off all the fat on my chicken thighs. She does. I cut off like the only fat I will eat is if it's in a filet mignon.
Yes. I love eating ribeye with this bitch because I get all the fatty.
Yeah,
parts.
No, any fatty parts I give to Chloe or you.
Yep, and I love it when we're like out and about, and we'll share a ribeye.
Yeah,
and that's what we do.
Yep, I have the meat part; she has everything else.
Yep,
because I just can't. I mean, I do
eat meat too with the fat. I'm not just eating fat, guys.
Yeah, but, no, but
I love the fat. Like
you
I
like the fat with
I
it.
I like doing half fat and half meat.
Oh, so yeah, good. Well, and if you think about it, turkey doesn't have a lot of fat.
No.
So that might be why you don't like it.
I think so.
It's just flavorless. I mean, the meat, the dark meat has some flavor in it, but.
But yeah, only because we put extra butter on it and salt and pepper and all these other things, garlic powder for it to taste better.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just our genetics. Like, I'm Italian. I don't think I'm supposed to be caring about turkeys.
No.
We're fucking doing meatballs and fucking lasagnas.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Meatballs are a great one.
Oh, meatball. Okay, guys. There's two tricks to meatballs. Okay. One, I believe Costco sells these or prepackaged meatballs, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are really good.
They are really good.
They're really fucking good.
And you can throw them into a crock pot.
Yeah. Well, also, this is before I got the air fryer. You could just literally just put it in a saucepan, put a lid on it, shake it a little bit, and just like keep checking it. And you have like a nice meatball. So like I would do three.
Yeah.
You just eat three meatballs and you're like good to go.
Well, that was something I did in the beginning of my journey. I would go to Subway all the time.
Yes, you did.
And I would say I would like 8 meatballs in a cup.
Yep.
And I'm weird. I put the mayo and olives and Parmesan cheese, salt and pepper, all of that on it. Italian seasoning.
Oh, my God.
And I would mix it up Yeah. And I would eat like three or four of the meatballs. Then I'd put it in the fridge, heat it up, eat the other part. It was a great, easy meal. I think it was like $3.
I was going to say, it's cheap, too.
It's really cheap.
It's so cheap. And like the only other second part was I was going to say, which you kind of just did, was that like when we make the actual homemade spaghetti balls, like, yeah, you can put some away. You can freeze them. Yep. You can put them in there for tomorrow's lunch, tomorrow's dinner, whatever. Like, meatballs are fucking great because they're, you can eat them all day.
Oh, you can.
You can have one with every meal.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to add that to the live cooking that we do.
Yeah, and I need to add those to my shopping list.
Mm-hmm.
Meatballs.
All right. So I guess that's our tips for getting more protein in.
Yes, get the protein in, guys.
Don't be like us.
Yes.
Do the damn thing.
I'm on the journey.
Yes.
Come with me. Be on the journey with me of getting all with the protein.
Yes.
Because I've learned so much about protein. It's also really good for your hair, your skin, and like it really helps with weight loss.
It does. And something that we learned is that the GLP-1, like everybody knows what GLP-1 now is. Now, yeah, it actually is produced in your stomach by your protein levels.
Yeah. So GLP-1 is a hormone.
Yes.
That's actually already active in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And when you eat animal protein, you actually release this chemical of GLP-1, which makes you not hungry and you don't get the head hunger.
Yep.
So the more protein we eat, the more GLP-1 we produce, less eating we're going to do.
Correct.
Boom.
Yep. That was good. All right. Well, we love you guys. Make sure you go over to our website.
Yes. Go to the website.
OurSleepLeftPodcast.com. Go to patreon.com/OSLP. And then if you're watching this on YouTube or you're not watching this on YouTube, go over to YouTube, subscribe, hit the bell so you're notified when future videos like this drop.
That's right.
And keep an eye on all things JBY because
it's slowly coming
out now. It's going to start rolling out now and you'll find out soon where. But yes, as of right now, April 12th, 2025, mark your calendars. We are doing our third celebration of the community.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We love you guys and we will see you next time. Bye.
Hey guys, we hope you love the episode just as much as we did. So go over to YouTube, hit subscribe and that little bell and see our lovely faces every Tuesday.
And we are also available on all social media platforms and we would love for you to stop by and say hi.
Thank you so much for listening.
See you next Tuesday.